From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. media have identified a gunman who killed three police officers on Sunday in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The reports named the gunman as Gavin Long and described him as a 29-year-old black male. Authorities said a gunman dressed in black killed the three officers and wounded three others with an assault rifle near a major road. The incident is the latest episode in a month of violence and heightened racial tension in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned Sunday's killings in an address to the nation. His address came 5 days after he visited the southern city of Dallas, Texas, to mourn five officers killed by a black militant there earlier this month.
I said that that killer would not be the last person who tries to make us turn on each other, nor will today's killer. It remains up to us to make sure that they fail. That decision is all of ours. The decision to make sure that our best selves are reflected across America, not our worst, that's up to us.
French media reports say the Tunisian man who used a truck to kill 84 people on a promenade in Nice had researched his route ahead of Thursday's attack. Scores of others were wounded in the southern French city as they were celebrating Bastille Day, France's national day. The 31-year-old assailant, Mohamed Lahouedj Boulel, was killed by police at the scene. Reports said CCTV footage from the preceding days showed Boulel driving through the area in his 19-ton truck, carefully studying the scene. The footage showed Boulel driving slowly near Nice's Promenade des Anglais early last week. You're listening to VOA News. The United States is urging restraint in Turkey as the country's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, tries to restore order after a failed coup attempt against him last Friday. VOA's Michael Berman has more.
As government supporters celebrated President Erdogan's survival, a crackdown was underway on suspected coup backers, with thousands arrested and promises made of more detentions to come. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Turkish leader appears to be fully in control.
The coup plotters need to be held accountable, and they will be. But I think we're all concerned, and we've expressed that concern, that this not fuel a reach well beyond those who engaged in the coup, but that they strengthen the democracy of the country, strengthen the process, and use it as a moment to unite the nation.
Kerry spoke on ABC's This Week program. The coup attempt caught the attention of both major U.S. presidential candidates. Democrat Hillary Clinton underscored her support for Turkey's democratically elected civilian government and urged no further violence or bloodshed. Republican Donald Trump made brief comments at a campaign event.
So many friends in Turkey. Great people, amazing people. We wish them well.
Erdogan wants the United States to hand over an exiled imam, Fethullah Gulen, a one-time ally turned critic of the Turkish leader. The imam has denied any role in the military revolt. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
On the eve of the U.S. presidential nominating conventions, three new surveys published on Sunday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton with a consistent advantage over Republican Donald Trump. The lead for Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State seeking to become the first female U.S. president, ranged from 4 to 7 percentage points over Trump, a billionaire real estate mogul set to claim the Republican nomination this week in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio. The ABC News Washington Post poll shows Clinton ahead by 47 to 43%, while the NBC News Washington Street Journal poll pegged the race at 46 to 41, and the CNN ORC International poll had it at 49 to 42 in favor of Clinton. And finally, Swedish golfer Henrik Stenson has won the British Open, his first major championship. The 40-year-old Stenson beat American Phil Mickelson in head-to-head competition on Sunday. The British Open at Scotland's Royal Troon Golf Club is the third of professional golf's four major championships each year. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.